Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Welcome, everyone. This is our Sunday edition of the Psychic Love Doctor Show. We're happy to have you with us. Welcome to all of our blog talkers who are listening. We appreciate you. We are able to see that many of you come from places far away from we are, around the globe, as a matter of fact. So,
spanning the globe.
Yes, we appreciate it so very much. And our blog, I mean our Facebook watchers, those of you that are on the Psychic Love Doctor Show page and watch us in action as we're streaming live. Love having you here, too. So I just want to reiterate that I use ordinary playing cards as the tool for perceiving the future using ordinary playing cards as a focal point for intuitive perception. So it's important to remember that this is not tarot. These are not oracle cards. They are none of the systems that are out there that I'm sure are just wonderful in their own way. This is as my grandmother taught me, and I will also be using a 24-card layout for each of your questions, which is what I would do if we were in private session together. The only difference is that I would continue to lay out the cards for each of your questions and not be constrained, I don't know what it is.
One of those aims.
Restricted to a time limit that we can only lay them out once, but you can have up to two questions at the start of your reading. So with that said, I'm going to turn it over now to our main man, Jimbo Baggins.
Welcome. I want to remind everybody that this show is for informational and entertainment purposes only. That is our opening disclaimer and the world we live in, the legal world we live in, unfortunately. I also want to remind everybody, those that are on Blog Talk and those that are watching us on Facebook, if you're international, let us know and we'll give you a live shout out. You know, sometimes for doing a reading, you might have to wait a couple minutes, but you shall get it.
Yeah.
Call-in show. That's the ticket, 515-602-9676. You can call or Skype into that number. We'll talk about other methods. But right now, let's talk about that. When you call in, you'll get told, listen to the show while you wait. You hear the show, everything's cool. We see you on a list. Everything is working like clockwork if that all happens and you hear the show. There is something that we must discuss. It is sound quality. And you think, what? Well, here's the deal. When we actually take you off of hold and go live, we need you to do a bunch of stuff if you legally and safely can. We don't want you getting in a wreck or breaking the law, anything like that. But we would like you to get off your speakerphone, kill the Bluetooth, shut on down all the noises. When you're on hold, you like to do stuff, make time pass. But once you go live, please stop all that stuff. Get rid of the multitasking that you are doing. Perfect scenario, you're in your abode and you can go to a room, a place in your house that is comfortable, quiet, and has great cell phone reception. And we're not being nitpicky. The problem is you're calling through the cell phone world, which is one thing. That's not such a big deal. But you go into Blog Talk's website and it gets fed into our computers and not our computer speakers, and there is a degradation of sound quality. So you might say things that we just go, well, a lot of back and forth, and it just kind of ruins the spirit of the reading. And sometimes we can't even really get the question, and we'd have to almost start over. So please do those things that we have suggested if you can. If you can't, we work with you. People call us on the road sometimes because that's the only option they have. And we'll give it a shot. We'll always give it a shot. If you cannot call or Skype in, typically that's our international folks. But we have domestic folks that just can't. Excuse me, had to get that out. Can't get there. It's a big day. We had to get their cell phone. Can't get their cell phone rocking and rolling. Maybe it's charging. Maybe they don't know what the hell it is. They got the computer. Hey, we will open the floor during the show a few times. At least always a couple. You know, it's a crazy night. We sometimes don't go beyond two, but it's a light night. We go more. We will open the question here, the questions to you Facebook folks that can messenger us on audio or video, but there's a couple catches. One, you would have to be friends with Deborah Lee. Two, that's who you're going to do the audio and video messaging with. It's Deborah Lee, not the Psychic Love Doctor show. And the big dog of them all is you can't messenger until we actually open the floor. Because good old Facebook Messenger has, it just rings through. There's no way to put you on hold or anything like that. We'd have to hang up. Yeah, but, you know, you guys know the flavor of that. You guys have been around, a lot of you folks. Not always. I mean, we have new people. That's why we talk about these things, you know, these things we have to talk about. And we like new people. We like our regulars, and we like the ones that call us occasionally. It's all good. We understand. It's up to you. When you feel you need to call, you call. And when you hear that wonderful, wonderful sound of the beautiful hop, like I'm going to talk like freaking Lawrence Welk.
Yeah, you sound like it.
Yeah. And that's Sissy and the Bobby coming out the dance. All right, anyway, of course, that's more Italian anyway.
But it worked.
Yeah. When you hear the harps, that's a transition phase from the angels. That means your reading with Deborah is over. Boy, I wish I could put big, bold letters of over, because most of you don't care about that. Over means over because we got to move on. The harps mean we're going to some type of angel card reading. Tonight, it is the healing angel card. So we're going to give you a single card before you go, and we have to push you on in a timely manner because there's other folks. And the more we get in, the better it is for everybody that's been holding. So when you hear the harps, don't start firing off 30 questions. Don't do it. Don't do it. Wouldn't be prudent.
Now, there is another option.
Is another option. If you really got 30 questions, you don't want me around with my annoying ass harp, you can go to the psychiclovedoctor.com webpage and you can get a private reading. And we're talking private. That's just you and her. You arrange the time. It's your dime. Ooh, look at that. I just made a rhyme.
Yeah.
I don't even know it.
And the rhyme even rhymes.
Yeah. What? Bada bing, bada bang. We rhymed a dime a time. All right. You arrange a private reading. You could ask a billion questions, many questions you can in that time frame. You can switch subjects on or left and right. It's all your call. It's your dime.
Before we go to the calls,
uh-oh.
I have been asked in feedback, and I think this is a very valid point.
Hmm.
The lady that got a hold of me said she felt that we should, I'm trying to think of a good word.
Yeah,
I don't know. I'm wordless today. Too much football playing in the background, I think. Just kidding, Jim. Don't take it seriously.
Well, I mean, if there was actually something playing in the background, yeah.
That I should validate that Jim and I are not a couple of goofballs who just play around with psychic readings.
How do you validate that?
By explaining that we're a different show than others put out. We're not all wooey, for one thing. We feel that if we all got to be here in this physical world, let's do the best we can to, if not enjoy it, get through it. And so we try to present you with an entertaining hour that hopefully would take you away from your concerns and your worries. Might get a little silly at times, but hey, you know, sometimes those in this particular profession, they take themselves way too seriously, not just their subject matter. Everything about them is just too, you know, too serious. So
they want to put themselves on a pedestal.
Well, they do.
Welcome to, you're lucky to be in my presence. I am special.
And they don't like me because I insist that intuitive perception, i.e. being psychic, is not a gift. It is a skill taught all kinds of people how to actually do this method for themselves. Plus, remember, you teach somebody how to do something, they don't have to come to you, buy it anymore.
Well, it's the fish and the fishing.
It really is.
Yeah.
So when I was a headliner with AOL, and this is going back, oh my God, Jim, like 30 years, isn't it?
It was in the early 90s, Deb.
Early?
Yeah, it was about 93-ish.
Everybody there hated me. And if you're old enough to remember Astronet, it was one of the top 10 sites on AOL at the time. And I was, the management thought it was a hoot that they had all ganged up and said, oh, we don't want no gypsy fortune tellers in here. Mm-hmm. When, if you look at it, that's not what it is at all. So I felt I needed to put it out here so that everybody who is within listening range can understand that we like to have a good time here with people. And the ones who call us regularly, we've only gotten to know them through the show. They were not personal friends before, but they are now. So with that said, Jim, I'm going to hand you over the reins.
Word up on that, dog. All right, we're going to go live. We're going to go to area code 203 in the state of Connecticut, 203. Welcome to the show.
Hi, what is your name, please? Hello?
Hello?
Hey.
Hi. I'm sorry.
Okay.
This is me. I'm Pat and Chance. How are you?
Yes, hi.
Welcome.
So you made it back safely.
I made it back safely. I made it up there safely. I'd like to give you a quick synopsis and then ask you one question. All right? Okay.
Sure. Give us a good rundown. You got time. Give us a good rundown.
Okay. It was a good trip. I'm always good, behaving really well, and I did it again. My son and Chance and I took an hour's walk today. That was great for Chance. He needed that. And my son even started revealing stuff to me, things that I've been wanting to talk to him about. So that was wonderful. I had a great time with my granddaughter coloring and stuff. And yesterday they went sledding at their house, and my son said, do you want to go? I said, no, not with this knee. I'll just be safe and sit here. And I watched them push and push and push themselves down the hill because the snow was so sticky. They did it a couple of times. I said, oh, that's safe for me. I'll go one. So I took the other sled, which was brand new, which my son had waxed, and I went speeding down the hill. I didn't have my gloves on to stop myself, so I just went till I fell over and rolled and rolled and rolled. And fortunately, I didn't hurt my knee, but I woke up today. My ribs hurt so bad. I'm almost nauseous. And I actually was playing with them a couple of months ago, and in the trampoline, and I said, I'm not going to do anything. I'm just going to sit here and be safe. And I got knocked over with a big basketball on my side, and I hurt my ribs. So my ribs, it's a repeat, but you know what? It's all worth it because I got to play with my granddaughter. And the mother was stressed and irritated, and I just stayed out of the way. There was really not much between us, but hopefully I didn't irritate her too much. And that's it. And the question is, but there you go. That was my visit.
Well, it sounds like it went off well.
Yeah, nothing bad happened.
It's
a success.
It did. It was all great. And I'm grateful. And thank you for your guidance to get me up there and back. On the way back, I get really sad and depressed. And on the way back, I thought, I'm going to go around the corner and get some coffee before I go. And I pulled into this little place, and a woman came up to me and said, what's wrong with your knee? Because I had my brace on. I said, oh, I've got two meniscus tears. And she said, St. Jude, St. Jude. And I said, what, the hospital? I didn't really understand her. And I said, pray. And finally, she said, Google him. It's St. Jude is for the impossible. And this woman, she kept talking to me, and she was like an angel. And I said to the owner as I was paying, I said, who's this woman? Can I have your address? I want to send her a card. And he said, she's an angel. He said, yes, she is. She started coming here and just helping out when we got too busy. and she came here so often, was so helpful, I had to start paying her. So she's there. And then she said she works with underprivileged children over in New York State. She's just this angel that actually is real. It's not one of those angels that appears once and then you realize, oh, my God, that was an angel. But I'd like you to tell me about her, Deborah.
Tell you about, I'm sorry, what was her?
About this woman.
Okay.
That's cool. Real quick, international shout out to Mike.
There's Mike.
Mike is on the scene. All right,
we can party now.
This woman was back in the area where your son lives, right?
Yes, there's a great little expensive, delicious coffee shop around the corner, which I usually go to. And I was just too depressed to go straight home, so I stopped there for coffee, which I didn't need. And I thought, you got to get home before dark, but I went there. And that's why I went. And I said to her, thank you so much. You know, there's a reason why I came here, and that's you. And just special lady.
Yeah, it's the old... Go ahead.
Tell us.
No, you go ahead.
No, I was... No, I want you to finish your story about her. Or did you?
I forgot.
I was just talking about the chance and meant to be arguments that people argue about. They have been arguing forever.
Yeah.
We continue to argue, you know, because, you know,
yeah.
Normally you'd want to go home right away, but you said, yeah, I think I need to go here. And then you met this woman. So it's like, was that a coincidence? Yep, exactly. All right.
First of all,
she lifted my mood. She really did. Thank you.
Well, I have to tell you, Pat, I really think that this is, excuse me, this is no coincidence. I'm, as I progress in my work with these cards, I'm really beginning to feel there is no coincidence. There is sense of alignment with things that enter our lives. And it's interesting.
It's like that's one of those philosophies. Yep.
And because I'm going to give you, after I tell you about this wonderful lady, I'm going to then give you a parallel story that happened to me today. And everybody out there can then either nod that, yep, they agree, or they can stay with, you know, random, random events, coincidence, or coinky dink, as some people call it.
You could, you know, people could get together in a room and argue for thousands of years on this and never come to an agreement. And neither one would be right or wrong.
That woman is an earth angel. Okay, you can read up on them. That woman she has had half of her life. It was rough, a rocky road. This woman has dealt with more. It's like pure agony in her life. And then all of a sudden, all of that experience shifted and brought her to where she is now, where it doesn't matter if she has nothing in her bank account. It doesn't matter if she's driving a lovely automobile or not. She's kind of like a little Buddha. And Buddha used to say, I'll be taken care of. I have faith. And this lady is out there. She's changing the world, one person at a time. She is. And she felt drawn to you today, too. So if you contact her or you send her some sort of, Christmas card or a message, it's really going to touch her heart. Because a lot of people tell you, believe it or not, they think she's kind of a kook. Because there doesn't seem to be those kinds of people in the world anymore, but there are.
Yeah.
And you experienced it. And I think that was meant entirely for you. You didn't need a cup of coffee. You know, if you look at how it all stacked up for you, it was like a divinely inspired moment for you.
So where is this going to lead to?
I think that they're going to strike up a relation, like a friendship.
I'm just curious because they don't live in the same town. They're 2 hours away.
Ah, but that's the beauty of the internet.
Did they do an exchange of email addresses?
Likely not, but he told her that she can send it right back to the shop.
Yeah, the owner gave me the address, so I'm going to send the car there. And you know what, Deborah? I started to write a letter to her.
Yeah.
I'll say a quick poem if I have time. But I wanted to tell her she was an angel, and I thought, she's not an angel. I'm going to wait until I speak to Deborah, and Deborah's going to give me the words. And you said it. She's an earth angel, and that's what I'm going to tell her. And another thing is, last time I was there, she came up to me and she said, you got the coolest clothes. I said, good Lord, my clothes are secondhand and fourthhand and fifthhand, and they're all patched together. I was so stunned. She said, no, you look really cool. And I realized this woman, she just spreads this butter stuff at that store. And you know, we get a lot of New Yorkers there, wealthy, wealthy people that are so full of themselves. And I bet they're not too impressed with her. But and the last thing she said, it was hard to hear in the story, but she said something about keeps you humble. I said, absolutely. I've been through so much. And she said, that's right. You've been through it. You're through it. And on the way home, I thought, she's talking about being humble. She must have been through stuff herself. She doesn't look it. She's gorgeous.
That woman has suffered a tremendous amount of loss in her life. She's had a lot of strikes. I really do think that the two of you are meant to connect and to carry on a beautiful friendship together. Maybe it'll be corresponding. Maybe it'll be talking on the phone. But I feel she entered your life path at that moment, okay? And it was divinely inspired. Now I'll tell you my quick little story so that you can feel more secure in what? Are you okay with that?
Oh, I don't even know what your story is. Okay. That's why I was going,
Well, we don't have any callers at the moment.
No, we're good. No, this is a rush. I was just curious. I can't even guess.
Jim doesn't even know this.
No clue.
But as we were preparing for the show,
okay,
I always go on Facebook to see if we have new people to bring in as, you know, friends so that they can call into the show, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, I have been feeling just terrible today because I have two daughters-in-law that do not live nearby, and let's just say they both chewed my button messages. Basically letting me know that they're doing just fine and they don't need grandma and they don't need
Yeah, but they are puppets of your son.
And they are.
Don't single them out.
No, but I was going to tell you what happened then.
Go ahead.
They both said, "We don't know why our husbands don't want to communicate with their mother, but they say they've told you many times. They have not." But I went to setting up Facebook, and all of a sudden, the very first posting there is from a girl I don't know personally, but she's on my friends list, who was saying, "I can't believe this. Another Christmas ruined." She said, "My brothers have bailed," and she said, "My mother tells me like she's the like demon walking on the earth. The mother is so mean to this grown-up woman." And she said, "You know, I'm tempted not to even have any more holidays with my family."
Yeah.
And then all these people had posted comments. And there was one lady that said, "My youngest son has not come home for 4 years. I haven't seen him." Yeah, he's in the Marine Corps, but he always goes somewhere else. And all these posts were, I feel, meant for me to see, to realize I'm not alone. There's a lot
of people. You're not alone.
Yeah.
You're not alone. Absolutely. I went through that today with my son. I said something to him. I took a chance about my vulnerability. And he said, "Yeah, I go through the same thing." And I thought, wow, thank you. I'm not alone. It's such a healthy thing to learn that you're not alone. And I forgot something else I was going to say. But that's really neat, Deborah.
Well, I think your son is going to start turning to you more because there has been a break in your relationship or some, you know, there was. When I first met you during the show, he wasn't even speaking to you. And now he's trying to confide in you. So I think you're going to find out that the marriage is wobbling, and what his, you know, deepest feelings are just in general. So they always say, nobody loves you like your mother. And I think that's got to be the truest words that have ever been spoken.
The other thing, my son decided to do a Zoom with our family, and I wasn't in it 5 minutes, and I was just so sick of this. I'm so sick of everyone talking about Ivy League colleges and who got into this and what trip they went on from Aruba to Vancouver to across. And such poverty level, and nobody stops to think about me. So I left with anger and bitterness and thinking, you've got to get over this, Pat. And then I ran into this woman, and she just
Just
moved everything. Yep.
Now, we could even move this to a religious level if we want to and say, you and I both had experiences today that taught us that God is here. He's looking after
us.
He gives us what we need. All right.
I agree with you. I agree with you, Deborah.
I've got to share the one thing is one of my daughters-in-law has suffered severe cases of breast cancer twice and had a reprieve. And I thought, you know, honey, you shouldn't be throwing rocks at people because karma is a bitch. And I'd hate to see
what to people?
She shouldn't be throwing rocks, you know.
Yeah.
At people, especially, you know, ones that love her, because karma can bite her in the butt, and the next thing she's on stage 4 cancer, which I certainly don't want to. I'm praying for her.
Yeah, bitterness does not help the body.
And I want to tell you one more thing. Your son is front and center in your reading, and his heart is so full of love for you, and he's feeling so sad that you had to go. He really enjoyed his time with you. So I think you've had a miraculous kind of day.
I did. It was good and successful. And if you don't have calls, I'll read you a quick poem that I think you might like.
Let her fly.
Okay. I think it's by, who's that famous all-American poet? It's not Longfellow. It's one that's so American.
Robert Louis Stevenson, or I don't know.
Anyway, it's "The way a crow shook down on me, a gust of snow from a hemlock tree, has given my heart a change of mood and saved some part of a day I rued."
Wow. You really have to stop and think about that.
It's so simple and visual, you know. I love that poem, and I put it in the letter to this woman to let her know that I wasn't in the best place, and she, like, dumped some snow on me that made me think and stop and change my mood.
That is awesome. I love that.
Yeah.
And I love that you shared all this with us. We need more
of this
in the world. You know, we do.
I'm so glad I got you guys tonight.
So are we, because you're like our starring caller, because everybody must be either out shopping.
It's the last Sunday before Christmas.
So
there could be people doing millions of things. Some people are traveling.
Yeah.
They have a long way to go.
True.
Some people are like, holy crap, I got to shop because I'll be damned if I'm going to shop on Christmas Eve, Saturday.
Yeah.
You know? Because I've done that before, go ahead.
Here's some more information. I was just listening to an astrology show on Blog Talk, and I'll have to look into this more, but Mars is retrograde some planet. It might be Mercury or Gemini, which is not great. And then Mercury is going to go retrograde soon, and that's always, you know, computers going and don't sign contracts and don't bring your car to the garage. When Mercury goes retrograde, it's time to go in and it's time to visit and stay home. But
I
basically
agree.
Basically what she's saying is this is going to be a challenging time over the holidays, but it's going to be more of an external challenge. So just basically try to keep things simple and try to just appreciate whatever there is in front of you, you know, to be appreciative of. So it's not going to be an easy time, but, you know, like you, both of us, we went through an external thing today, an experience, and I think we both, you know, got help to triumph.
I agree. Couldn't have been better put.
Now, what was your experience again?
It was that I
got
hurt by the girls. And you remember, I was quiet today, and I went on to set up to look for AOL. Okay, where do you want me to go? The bottom line?
Yeah, give me a one sentence.
Okay, what I found was the very woman who was so upset with her family and in pain because people were bailing and blah, blah, blah. And then underneath, though, it was all these other people that commented about how they hadn't seen their, you know, there, and it was all about sons and daughters and being rejected as a mother. And we know a lot of fathers get the boot, but, you know, a lot of men are crappy husbands and fathers. Let's just put that out there. Right? But the few, and I think you're one, Jim, there's a few in when you balance it that are the ones that are true fathers, true husbands, you know, true men in every sense of the word. So, boy, I feel like I'm on a soapbox tonight. Seriously. And we had such
time.
A fun time last night on the show. I mean, we were really having a good time. But it seems like in the light of a lot of seriousness today. Yeah.
Well, you know, I got lost. And just reshuffled all the cards, and I had one for her. Shame on me. I had it. So stand by. You folks, you can keep talking while I go through the healing angel cards.
Well, you know, Deborah, one of the very first few times I spoke with you, you got real supportive about daughter-in-laws and how they can be so hard. And it's same thing, like, you know, the responses you got on Facebook today. It was so helpful for you to say there's so many women who have problems with the daughter-in-laws.
And I don't understand it. I mean,
I know. I don't know. It's so unnecessary.
We try too hard with these young women that marry into our family. And we try too hard and we are overbearing. I don't know. I just don't get the feeling. I get the feeling they want mom to butt out. So they can have that son all to themselves. I don't know.
Well, you know,
first of all,
you women don't, as a rule, get along that well together to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why. Buddies have this buddy bro and stuff like that. But you women will freaking kick each other the curb in a drop of a hat.
That's
right.
True.
Well, and
don't even say it. I mean, right, like, yes, agree with me. I'm not asking. I'm telling you.
We have a very conditional code between us. I've always hated it. But the code goes, I will love you and you will be my bestie and we will have nothing but good times together forever and ever until you do something or say something that pisses me off and then it's over. How do you say it? Over.
Over.
Yes.
Like Tom Cruise and that Few Good Men. All right.
Yeah.
Having said that, I was leading into something. So first of all, all right, you women already have that kind of dynamic with each other. Now you bring in this
mother,
son / husband. So you women typically, there's any kind of possible conflict, you already don't get along. So now you bring on, this is my husband, this is my son kind of conflict. Why is it that 90% of them go wrong? I'm not shocked.
Yeah,
I am not surprised. No guy on earth is surprised that you guys bump heads all the time. Because that's just, it is what you do. It's what you guys do. So it's not right. It's sad. And I think it's not as extreme as like some cases. Sometimes it's just a little bit of resentment and people get along. Some people totally can't even be in the same room. So
When I left, I thought, you know, this is hard, and I got kind of fed up today. So I didn't put myself out at all. I just went over and gave her a hug and said, thanks so much. And that's it. I left. And I know she'll pick up on that. But I said to myself on the way out, you know, it could be a lot worse. It could be horrible. So
yeah.
I'm okay about it.
The glass half full. That's
and
good.
She could have just been on her period.
Oh,
that alone.
Yeah, you know, she's stressed. It's holiday time on top of a four-year-old. It's a stressful time, so I can understand
that. Isn't that 24/7 thing?
The period thing?
Isn't that like all the time?
Listen, you tried building human beings in your body. You tried doing the things we women do, and then you can sit there and say that we have periods all the time.
But it must be, I almost want to have periods, so anytime I'm in a bad mood, it ain't my fault, I'm on a rag. No, it's like an excuse. I actually saw a Cops episode where this chick tried to use that as an excuse.
What'd she say?
She goes, well, he knows better. She attacked her boyfriend. And he goes, well, he knows what it's that time of the month. He shouldn't piss me off. But she was like an 8-year-old living at home, and she got arrested. And her dad was like, you know, I work at the prison. I got to explain to my warden that I work for a while. My daughter just got arrested. They were pissed at her. Anyway, bottom moral of the story, sometimes it's used more of a crutch. Sometimes you wouldn't want to use that as like, I was on my period. That's why I clawed his eyes out.
I was in a household of nothing but males.
That's why.
Five sons. You know, the husband person, and boy, I couldn't get away with that for nothing.
Real quick, we're going to, before we do your angel card reading, which is next, Mike. We're going back to the discussion, said his mom hated all his exes.
Why do you think?
What my theory was.
None of them were good enough for her baby boy.
And the women don't get along anytime there's any kind of conflict at all. You can't get over a tiny conflict like guys can.
And Mike is coming to us from the UK. So, therefore, I think it's a global issue.
Females are males. It doesn't matter what part of the globe you live on. Real quick, we got to go. Your healing angel card reading says sacred knowledge. Close your eyes and focus on your breath. Feel the peace within. Beyond your thoughts lie your eternal truth, that I am presence of eternal love.
Love that.
That's perfect.
So it's kind of like almost like a meditation, a lot of stuff going on. Just sit back, chill. Remember, you are very important in this universe. Everybody is, in theory, and from the angels, so... Yeah, trust those folks.
And what a great conversation we've had. You know, I think that was meant to be also for, somebody out there has been listening and realizes they're not alone either. So
that's right.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you so much. I'm glad you had some time to chit-chat with us. It was good.
Pat, it was great having you. Special guest on our show.
I was like, you were a co-host. Yes. We appreciate you co-hosting with us tonight.
Absolutely.
Thoroughly enjoyed it. Thank you.
And you always have a little bit of positiveness, even to bad situations.
I think you do,
Thank you.
You do.
I think
everybody on this planet should do that, and there'd be less wars and murders and all that crap.
I agree.
All right, you have a good night. I'm glad you had a great family experience.
Yeah,
thank you so much.
And now you can look forward to the next one.
Absolutely.
Okay. Enjoy. Thank you.
Give that darling little fur baby of yours a hug and kiss from us.
Monday is News for the Soul, just so you know the time will be a little bit different. News for the Soul.
Okay.
Thank you.
Love you.
Thank you very much. Let's see here. Yeah, okay, we got it. Time to move into the next caller. You ready?
In a moment. All right.
In a moment. It actually means you are ready. We're going to 520, which is Arizona 520.
Oh, yeah.
Bring it on.
All right. I bet it's Lisa.
It is indeed.
She's our Arizona correspondent. So tell us, Lisa, how is the traffic today?
What's the weather forecast there for Arizona? Going to be dry, hot? Actually, they had cold weather recently, remember? You guys had cold weather on the road, didn't you?
Yeah, I wear my, I just got off a bike ride and I wear my, the whole ensemble, the gloves, the, down vest, and it's not even really that cold. It's only 45 or so.
I have to tell you, when I was on active duty in the Army, male soldiers would put pantyhose on under their uniform pants because it kept their legs all nice and cozy. And if we were going to go out and do any kind of like fields, trying to think of what you'd call it, field training, they would take Safe-Free maxi pads and put them on their elbows and on their knees with their pantyhose so that they wouldn't get, all kinds of like road rash or know what I mean.
But even when it's really cold out, if you are doing some kind of aerobic type exercise,
mm-hmm.
you don't feel cold until you stop.
You really don't.
I don't.
All right, so tell us, Lisa.
Yes, back to you. Sorry we took your call away.
Thanks for the tip. I might do that with my elbows and knees.
one can never know what they can do with a maxi pad.
Well, and I just can imagine their training NCO trying to explain to them, you see this box here? We're all going to take these, and this is what we're going to do. And I bet you these guys were like, oh, please. But, yeah, they did it. So,
wow.
What's happening with you?
What's happening?
Well, I am trying to cover. I feel like I have a lot of boiling pots on the stove, and I'm trying to watch every one of them and not have them spill over. Just a lot of stuff going on. And so I wanted to ask you, I fell behind on my writing project, and I'm trying to catch up with that. Do you see that being successful for me?
Okay, did you lose interest, or did you run into, an obstacle?
No. I am a lifelong writer, and I signed up for this project because, I just wanted to, and but I have a lot of other stuff that calls my attention, and it's kind of sort of self-paced, but it also can lead to other self-paced writing projects I want to pursue. But I'm just wondering if the cards are saying it'll be successful for me.
Is there a deadline attached to it?
Not really. It's self-paced. The formality of it ended last week, but we can still, for those of us that have we can stretch it out. We can stretch it out. It's not a penalty. It's not anything like that.
Okay. All right. Let's see what we have here. Oh, yes. Absolutely. Do you, in this project or workshop, do you work with others, or is this independent on your own?
Well, it's set up where if we want, we can join group discussions and things like that on the internet. And, I've been doing that sort of thing as well.
Yeah, and that looks like it could be very motivating for you. But yes, you're going to get back into the swing of it. I think, for one thing, a lot of people are like me. I'm a deadline worker. I have a son that went to college. Everything had to be done the night before. That was Lance. Was like that.
But his work, 75% of the people did that.
His work was beautiful.
Yeah, I was pretty bad about that.
So another thing to look at is, how do I want to word this? I know what I want to ask her. Do you think you're hard on yourself? Are you a perfectionist?
I don't know.
That can be.
Sometimes it can be hard to do a self-assessment.
Yeah, it really can. So, yeah.
Especially if you are a perfectionist, you probably think like, well, I don't know that I'm a perfectionist. I just like to put out a quality product. You know, it's very subjective.
Well, to me, and I worked for 12 years on a newspaper writing for them, a blank screen to me is perfect. It has no flaws. There's no typos. I mean, it is pure perfection. And once I start to put words on it, I really struggle because I'm reading it over and it isn't flowing and, you know, so I have a real issue with perfectionism. And I just was curious if you might have, you know, some kind of like block that way. But I just think a lot of this will be much easier for you once the holidays are behind us. You know, they're so emotionally charged. It's hard to stay focused. Yeah.
Yeah, and, you know, once I get the house empty, I keep telling myself I'll have more freedom.
Absolutely. And how are they doing? Did your workers complete the job?
No, we just had the one day that we were working together, and then we're going to start again on Tuesday and then Wednesday. And I'm hoping that will go, you know, as it should, where nobody steals stuff or anything like that.
Well, it looks like it's going to go very well for you. You know, I also feel like it's a lot of overthinking that you've had to do, and it causes mental exhaustion. You know, where you could sleep for an entire weekend and still feel tired.
And it can lead into stress, starts making you feel physically bad eventually, too much stress. It's a slippery slope.
You'll get back on it. Yeah, you'll do it. There's no doubt in my mind that you're going to do it.
Thank you. Is your son a graduate of college?
Oh, yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
Congratulations.
And his professor said, your son has decided he's going to spend a lot of his future living out of a car. I was like, what? But the deal is.
That means music.
Yeah. He took on musical composition, and he also studied, what else was it? Oh, he plays the tuba. So he was, but they said, boy, he's going to have to really be good. Well, guess what he did? That's the one that joined the Army as a musician. But they also do a lot of physical maneuvers out there. You know, it's not like he's going to run up to the front line in a combat theater with his trusty tuba.
He graduated Airborne Assault School.
Yes, but he beat his own.
That means, if something goes down, he can put that tuba away.
He beat out his own company commander.
He'll be going to war if something goes down.
True.
His world is his oyster.
Well, and he's trying every time there's an opening.
Well, he loves all
join
the physical fitness, and he likes both part of the arm. He likes his music.
Yeah, and physical fitness.
And he likes shooting guns and being a badass and being physically fit.
But his dream is he wants to be in the president of the United States band in Washington, D.C.
Oh,
he tried.
He
auditions. And what I think is something we all have to remember when we're failing, it seems like repeatedly it's something. If you go out to an audition and you're rejected or whatever it is, a lot of times it's your test to see just how bad you want it. Because on the other side, it's going to be so much abundance, you know, fame, money, whatever it might be, security. But we get tested over it. And that boy never gave up.
I agree.
Yeah.
Success. Oh, wonderful. I wanted, before you move on, tater tot casserole, is there a way that I could?
I'm going to put it out tonight. I had a wicked day and all this cooking. It was lovely. We had I did. Jim does the grilling. I do the, you know, kitchen stuff. And after it was over, before the show, I had to go lay down for a while.
Oh,
yeah.
What a team you are, though. Yeah.
True that, true that.
All right, here we go. Angel card.
All right, Lisa, here is your healing angel card reading. Subject is inspiration. A new idea comes to you like a gentle whisper inside your heart. Listen and take action. This inspiration is from high above.
Wow.
I think if you're writing, you got to have inspiration. If you're getting into writing, somehow there has to be an idea and inspiration, right?
Oh, and I was going to share this with you. One thing that Ernest Hemingway always did.
Besides getting drunk?
Well, besides that.
Okay.
Didn't he also kill himself?
Well, eventually, but that's a Hemingway thing. Remember, one of his granddaughters did.
Well, he was always terrified of writer's block. So what he would do is he never ended a paragraph, you know, with a period at the end of the paragraph. He would always start the next sentence and stop midway through and leave it there until he sat back down so he could pick up his train of thought.
Yeah. Whatever works, you know, they say writers are some strange, quirky people. They have weird little habits, but it makes them work.
Anne Rice, who wrote all those vampire things, she used to put a big picture of martinis at 9 a.m. on her desk, and those martinis took her through all of her writing for each day. But oh my God! And look at J.R.R. Tolkien. What was he? He was into that opium. So the hobbits all came a lot.
He was. What about Poe? Poe was into something too, wasn't he?
I'm sure they were. Well, I spoke to a shaman once.
Shaman man.
And he said a lot of highly creative people need to have a way to reach, I'm not going to remember it. Like the high, to achieve that level where they're like downloading all kinds of amazing things from the universe.
And they drink, take drugs, they do something to lower every little hurdle and block.
You got it.
Because you accumulate all these little hurdles and blocks and prejudices all throughout your entire life.
To achieve the alpha state, which he says was the level where all kinds of inventions and, you know, the best art and all that stuff comes from.
Yeah.
And some of them need to use.
I've definitely been there. And when I'm, you know, every day, at least for an hour, I've been there. I've been in that place. So I know the feeling and the way the words come. I know that. It's just with all that's going on.
Take it one step at a time.
Yeah, life can be such a pain in the ass.
You can't do everything at once.
But I like hearing you, and I like hearing about your son. I mean, that is so amazing. And it's one foot in front of the other, and he's so diligent. I love it.
And yet this is the boy that even as a kid could not stand at McDonald's and order his meal. He was so shy. I mean, he'd just, like, put his head down, and somebody else would have to order for him.
Yeah, well, the army took care of that problem.
Well, and the thing is, too, when desire is greater than fear, there's nothing we can't do.
And when you go to boot camp, they'll beat the snot out of you. you're going to fear everything and have to overcome it in boot camp. Boot camp's going to rearrange your ass, or you're not going to survive.
It really does,
learn to man up, or you're going to get your ass out of it.
I went in my early 30s. I was considered what they call it. I was a rock. ROG, real old gal.
She is a combat medic.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, you're so amazing.
You have to go into the field to heal people, but you might have to shoot some SOB that's right there in the way.
And when they say incoming, the medic throws her body over the wounded guy.
The wounded dude.
And I would be thinking, no, I'm going to put him over me. But it doesn't work that way. But thank you so much for your praises. My family.
Oh, it's true.
caught in the wind doing all these different
What's kind of
things.
Funny is,
yeah.
A lot of the police forces have what they call a tactical medic. You know how a lot of times when there's a shooting
yeah.
somewhere,
yeah.
they won't let
yeah.
any medical people in? A lot of the police
yeah.
forces have basically adopted, like the Army, not a combat medic. They call him a tactical medic, so he can go in, but he's armed and stuff, so he doesn't have
sure.
to wait until the situation is cleared to help, you know. So it's yeah. kind of cool that worked out into the police force. That
yeah,
combat
it really
medic
is
thing.
Interesting.
Yep. All right. Anyway,
okay,
that was
well,
a, I know they're not doing anything.
Thank
so
you.
You've been our special guest this evening
like
also. Thank
you. Thank
you
very much.
Yes.
Right.
Always fun to talk to you.
Yeah, awesome.
Thank
yeah.
you. I always learn something wonderful.
Well, you all are doing a lot for me, too.
Wunderbar, wunderbar.
You know, being a mother was number one for me.
Yeah.
And I feel now like my children are forcing me.
Oh, Lord God, Jesus, Lord.
You don't understand what being a mother is.
I don't. Guess why?
Because
I'm a father. Bada bing, bada bang. All right, anyway, let's rock
all
and
right,
roll.
All right, Lisa, take care. You
okay.
Okay,
all right. We're going to move on. We're
going
to move
Where
on.
We're going now.
Extended the show a bit so we don't
yeah.
turn anybody over. We're going to go to area code 267, which is in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, I believe.
Pennsylvania.
Hello.
Welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you.
And you are?
This is Jessica. I've called you before.
Oh, hello. Yeah.
Okay.
Hi.
So I didn't get that job, the one that you
oh,
were looking
no.
at. You didn't like the guy. And now I just went on another interview last week. It went well. And I'm going on a second interview this week. So I'm wondering what you're picking up about that.
Wow. Okay.
Second interview is pretty big time.
Yeah, you're like
yeah.
riding the short.
You're like you're
now.
A finalist, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're a finalist. That's right. And you know, a lot of times you don't know how many candidates there are. They don't tell you. You don't know if there's a dozen or there's 30. They're just like, well, you know, we're calling you back in for a second interview, which means they weeded out people, but they just don't give that to you. They
you
got
to remember, when it comes to things like jobs, it's not like gambling, which I forget what the other thing that we say often feels like gambling in the cart. The thing is, you went in for that job at that particular time, and when I read your cards, it looked very good for you. But then somebody else walks in, you know, or they get another applicant, and things can just suddenly change.
Mm-hmm.
Or on some people, it's that they've run their background checks, and, there's something wrong here. So that's what makes this method so much more literal, because the more we do it, the more we're able to get a handle on
it. Oh, it can weed through the mystery of the unknown. Because,
yeah.
like I say, when you go through the interview process, they only tell you what they want you to know. You don't know a lot of stuff that's going down.
Yeah.
Right? But that's what the cards are for. We shall see.
How much do you want this job, Jessica, that you're going back for?
Well, I was really excited about it when I was speaking to the HR guy this past week, and I did an interview with him. I really liked it. And I at this point, I feel like just detached from it because I just want the job that's right for me. And I just want it to be easy and quick. Like, I don't really want to be going on a second interview with anything. I just want to go on one interview and get hired.
Well, it's appearing to me like it's between you and a guy. And they don't know whether to go with the guy or with you. And I remember, it's like court. We were saying court can be like gambling, where you don't fully understand the odds of what you're, you know.
Hard to predict, right?
Yeah. And when you were interviewed, that person's perception can be skewed. It can be correct. It can be, I don't give a care about this interview. I mean, you're dealing with another human being. So it's.
That, and then a lot of times the person giving the interview isn't even the person that really is making a decision. It's somebody else.
And there
have
been times.
That was what was what happened the last interview, the last job that I called you about. That guy actually wasn't really even the deciding factor, so I don't even know why I was in an interview with him. So it was sort of ridiculous.
It's so many dynamics. It's so hard to predict.
It really is.
And the cards will give it the best shot, and what do they really go with?
They're saying that rates at this particular point, until you go to that other interview, they're not sure if they're going to pick him or you. Here's the thing. They're worried that because this guy is such a forward thinker, he's characterized as a spade, and those type of people are highly analytical. They are very much concerned with right and wrong, black and white, and they're go-getters where they don't stay satisfied where they are. And I believe they've picked up on this, that this guy may have so much going for him, he's not going to stick around.
Yeah, sometimes you're right. They can tell that's like, oh, this is just, we don't want to hire somebody.
I think that might be me.
That's why I think it's between the two of you point. Mm-hmm. That you have passed the preliminaries and now you're in the...
And it really depends on the company and what their business is.
Yeah.
Some companies are okay with having that. I'm going to have this person come in here for 2-3 years. They're going to shine bright, do their job and move on, and I'm okay because they will get the next guy. But other companies want somebody to be here for 10 years at least.
And let's face it.
It all depends on what they're looking for.
Women, we faced a lot of sexism, not for like sex, but they look at workers as, how many more children are you going to have, or are you going to have? They can't ask you, it's illegal, but because mothers don't generally make good employees, our children are first, and if they're sick, we can't bring them to daycare, that kind of thing. And so they look at that, is she just coming here to find a husband? And it's not right, but it's a mindset that's out there.
And if they are very, very smart, they'll never reveal it, and you can never get them in trouble.
No, I won a case many years
they
ago.
They weren't smart.
With Simon & Schuster.
They were not smart, right?
I went to the interview, and the woman said, okay, now we need to know, are you married, and do you have children? And I was very upfront about it. I said, to the best of my knowledge, that's not a legal interview question. Because if I answer it, I put myself at jeopardy in terms of this job.
Mm-hmm.
I went home and called the Human Rights League, and they said, no. They're going to have to settle with you. So they offered me another interview. And I said, oh, I don't think so. It's like I went there, lost my virginity for that job, and now what, I'm going to lose my virginity again? No.
Somebody probably realized the error in their ways. They get her back for another interview, and that'll probably wipe away any case of being sued.
So I said, no, I want to be compensated.
And then when you said that, they're like, shit.
Yeah.
Damn, we thought we had her. We get her back and save ourselves.
It wasn't a big settlement, but it was enough that it stung them a little bit.
Yeah. I mean, it's not like you went out and bought a Lamborghini or anything.
So, Jessica, I think the best thing for you is keep yourself in alignment with the best job for me will present itself. So that way, too, you don't feel rejected or anything. You're just waiting for the right opportunity.
Well, and like you said yourself, you said you're not necessarily looking at this job as a forever thing. You're looking at it as like a stepping stone. And if they pick up on that, and they don't want that kind of candidate, then you know why you didn't get hired. If they're sharp enough to pick up on that.
But I do see that the right one is coming for you. And it's like surrounded by serendipity. So it's like you'll just simply be in the right place at the right time. And boom.
Sure. And like I said, some companies, depending on the nature of their business and what's going on and how much they pay, they know all we're going to get is these people are going to stick around for 2-3 years and they go because we can't pay them.
But maybe that'll be all
but
right.
But it's okay. They give us a really do good job and then we'll get another one. At some point, it's like, oh, I don't want that person that's going to come here for 2-3 years and curb us. So it all depends,
it
right?
And unfortunately, you are now down to the final round
the final count.
Yeah, and I can't honestly tell you which one's going to get it. Because
it's up in the air.
It is.
50-50.
So I wish... Go ahead.
These jobs, they're just, it's interesting because all of these jobs for me are just stepping stones. And they're also, you know, I'm like overqualified for all of them as far as like my other business experiences. So for me going on putting so much effort into, I don't know why it has been set up like that by spirit or my soul that I have been putting in so much effort for a job that I'm only going to be there for like a short amount of time. And that's paying me on the lower end, in my opinion. So it's just sort of an interesting dynamic. I mean, we tend to ask those questions like, why is it, you know,
why are you doing this?
I mean, you think if it was something that you really wanted, a job that was really on your level, something that you wanted, then it would be worth putting in the effort to it. But like, this is stuff that I'm just doing to get settled here a little bit more, you know, to be able to settle into my place, get my house, to figure out where I'm living, you know, all those things.
The problem is also being overqualified is a kiss of death. I've heard of people that are high, you know, professionals in terms of their career field who have had to tone down their resumes.
I did that. I'm not doing that anymore. I can't play those games. And then they meet me and they see, like, they just want dummies running these jobs. And I'm not. So I can't even play that game. We'll see how this plays out. I'll just continue on. I'll just carry on.
Okay, you know, you're talking about stepping stones. What's stepping stones? What is your ultimate landing spot?
Which you may not want to say.
What? Well, it's about doing my business here, you know, but I just need something in the meantime so that I'm able to support myself while I'm building the business. Yeah.
Oh, wow. I hope you never reveal that to them.
I hope you don't. They know right there with neon letters that
they're
going to lose
you.
I would
say nothing about any kind of a business to anybody I want to get a job with.
See?
Mm-hmm.
Because then right away they'll be like, oh. She don't care about us. She just wants to get her business going. They'll know that right away if you say, I'm getting ready to start a business.
Once you're hired and they all working with you.
Oh, yeah, that's a different ballgame.
Then you can tell.
Well, I mean, it's none of their business. I wouldn't say anything. It's none of their business, but
okay.
I mean, I'll just, you know, we'll see what happens. You know, it's all about being in the present moment these days for me. So, you know, things keep changing.
Yeah. Yeah, well, here's your angel card and
your healing angel card reading.
And we hope that you'll stay in touch with us. I'd love to hear how
Yeah, you've been doing a pretty good job updating us on these interviews and stuff, so I hope you continue to do so. And here's your healing angel card. Subject is imagine. Clearly visualize the life you want. Feel it in your heart and soul, and so will it come to be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, and I think you're doing that. Like you already said, they're stepping stones. You're already visualizing yourself with a business. Continue to do so.
I agree.
That's basically what that card said, and that's what she's doing. Mm-hmm. And that's awesome. So you're on the right path, I believe.
Yeah. Well, thank you. I agree. All right. Thank you very much, guys. Have a good night.
Yep. You too.
Oh, you too. Yeah. Thank you for holding it. Take care.
You know, I understand the frustration of people that call in. They're very hopeful. They want good news. And the thing is, I cannot be lacking in that kind of integrity.
You're just reading the cards.
I'm telling them the truth as I've seen, as
I
see
it. You're reading the
cards. Right.
Yeah, you're not manipulating them.
But I can hear in their voices like, well, I was hoping for more than this.
And the bottom line is... Trust me, if she could manipulate the future, I think the whole world would be different. You know what I'm saying?
The future you can manipulate is your own.
Own, right.
Mm-hmm.
If she can manipulate all your folks' future, then and everything else, oh, my goodness sakes alive.
You know, I have a really...
What a different world it would be in.
I have an awesome visualization to help you achieve career goals and success. I think I'm going to have to put that out. We could do it sometime while we're on the show, and that could be kind of fun, too. I just worry about people doing it when they're driving and stuff, you know.
Like, should never do any kind of meditation and visualization, any of that crap while you're driving. You need to be max attentive to the task at hand. All right, should we? We got one. Let's do the last call.
Let's.
Last but definitely not least, we are going to area code 856, which is in New Jersey. 856, welcome to the show.
Jersey, hello, welcome.
Bring it on.
And who are we speaking to? Hi. Hello. Hello.
Oh, we can super barely hear you. I don't know if you're on speakerphone, if you got Bluetooth. Oh.
Hello.
Oh, perfect.
Hello.
Hello.
Whatever you did is perfect. Welcome.
Hi. How are you?
Well, we're doing great. How are you?
Hey, how are you? And who are we talking with?
Hello, Rose Maria.
Oh.
Oh, hello, hon.
Hey.
You so often our shows for us.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, so what's happening in your little corner of the world?
Yeah, what's rocking and what's rolling?
A little craziness and chaos at my house, so just giving up on everything, pretty much, yep.
Is it good holiday chaos?
Not really.
No. Yeah, is it family stuff?
Sounds like it.
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, you are so not alone, let me tell you.
Yeah, family, that other F word. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
And when I grew up, I never knew what was going to happen. So, yeah.
Yeah, you know, life is full of surprises. It should not be with family, but it is.
So what would you like to know?
Specifically, what would you like to look at?
A little chaos, too, with my friend overseas. So I've been trying to get a hold of him to tell him that something's coming in to be aware of it, and he answered, and then he tells me he doesn't understand what I was trying to say, and so I don't know what he's trying to do or what not to do with me.
Is he like a boyfriend for you, or just a friend?
Hesitation.
A little bit of both.
Okay. All right, that's honest.
No, that is honest, but to me, almost like I feel like one of those interrogated guys. Hesitation is an answer to me right away.
All right, well, let's
And nothing see. Wrong with that.
Let's
nothing
see where
wrong.
He's at. We
no,
can do that.
No judgment on that answer. I just said, yeah, it means, oh, okay, it is. That's cool. All right. The question was, there is something going on.
So I'm not sure where he's coming here.
What are you luring him to?
Huh?
You said you wanted to alert him to something. What is that?
That money was going in, and he has to be aware of it because somebody catches it and takes it and stuff like that that I owed him a while back.
So is the money missing or?
No, she just wanted to alert him that money is going in.
Yeah, it was actually missing from in my room when I was there, and his money, and had to borrow money for it from him for it. So I said, just let me give it back to him.
How did he seem when you heard from him? Was he
talking to him?
Yeah, how was when you talked to him or communicated with him?
I was on my way to work and running late, and he answered because he didn't understand what I was saying, and he hung up. So
he's frustrated. Okay.
Over
the money.
Over that?
Yeah. Well, she said she's having trouble paying him back, correct?
So he was aware of it. So I get the concept.
If he has any kind of faith and trust in you, he's going to know that you are on the up and up and you are earnestly trying to get the money to him. Yeah. There's nothing really more you can do. He's not hating you. He's not angry. Yeah. Anyway, he's just frustrated right now, but I think you'll hear from him again soon, and he'll be in a better frame of mind for you. You know, you've got a lot of turmoil in your life, darling. You've got people around you that are constantly, like, disrupting any peace that you would have. That's true,
yeah.
Isn't it? Yeah, that's how it is. And getting away, if it's possible for you, is really going to help, as you've been planning. You know, you don't have to be stuck where you are. You don't have to you know, circumstances will change is what I'm trying to say.
If you are doing whatever direction your life is going now, you can make that direction change.
Absolutely.
You know, and it sounds like you're not too thrilled about it. I don't know what you do. I don't know anything about anything, but you sound really concerned about this money thing and if that person really, you know, is upset about you trying to pay him back. I think that you're in a scenario that you should probably not be in ever.
Yeah,
again.
And don't let anybody talk you into doing something that is shady.
Whatever, anything.
Well, I see that there is stuff here of illegal nature.
Or, you know, just kind of like, type stuff. Maybe not certain, but yeah.
Yeah, don't do that.
It's, a lot of times that never works out in the long run over a course of years.
No, and you can end up in the fight of your life in some foreign country, you know,
yeah.
Stuck in prison for years.
And a lot of times people are doing this over a significant other. They think that is their interest, their love.
Yeah.
That person, I'm going to do this because they're doing it, and we're eventually going to be together someday. That you typically, ultimately, when they're heart of hearts, they don't give two shits about you, typically. I can't speak for her scenario, but, you know.
Well, read her a nice.
I shall. Because no matter how things are gloom and doom or really scary or upsetting, Archangel Raphael says, feel yourself surrounded by my emerald green light. I, Archangel Raphael, offer you healing and solace. The storm clouds will soon clear and the sun will shine eternally bright.
Yeah, I think so,
trust,
too.
Trust, which means you got to have trust first. So.
Yep, so hang in there. All right, you know we're walking with you every step of the way. We love hearing from you.
Yeah, you know, we're going to be here forever doing these shows.
Yeah, you're a beautiful.
Forever.
You're a beautiful young lady. We went and looked at your Facebook page. And
did we?
Yeah, we did. And
I
you've got a really sharp head on your shoulders. So
not like a pencil point or anything.
But, honey, things are going to get better. They really are.
Typically they do, or sometimes even if they get worse, it's still like getting ready to plateau and go up.
And here's the thing.
Uh-oh.
I have nothing but faith in you that they will get better. Now it's up to you to feel the same. So I do believe that will happen.
You must believe, my dear.
And on that note, hon, we are going to have to take you out to the end of the show.
Keep calling back. Monday is News for the Soul Radio,
so
it's an hour earlier, and it's a different number.
Absolutely. So, yes, please call us again, darling.
Thank you so much, and we wish the best to you.
Everybody, we're in the countdown now.
We're in the final
countdown. So just think,
countdown.
A week
from the show is a rock.
Say goodbye. And from the internet, we're all good.
Say goodbye.
I could have been Madonna.
Madonna.
Take care, everybody. Love you a lot.